Michelle Tafoya blasts Mina Kimes for gushing over Tim Walz's masculinity. By Warner Todd Houston on August 16, 2024. Former NBC Sports reporter Michelle Tafoya blasted ESPN's Mina Kimes for celebrating Kamala Harris' VP pick Tim Walz for his particular type of testosterone-free masculinity. Last week, Kimes gushed over Walz and insisted it was important for someone like the Minnesota Democrat governor to be seen modeling a different kind of masculinity. Yes, they're calling him coach, and whatnot, but in the same breath, they are emphasizing, this man, the year he was a football coach, also ran the Gay Straight Alliance at the high school. The left-wing Kimes insisted, according to Awful Announcing. That's really powerful in a way that goes far beyond politics and electability, which is our discussion. There are very few models like that in American public life. At Mina Kimes on Tim Walz's coaching career. There's something, to me, really important about seeing someone like this modeling a different kind of masculinity. We're kind of seeing it in the NFL with the Kelces and Dan Campbell, this idea that big, tough football guy isn't. pic.twitter.com/mptlz. Rsoyu. Pablo Torre finds out, at Pablo finds out, August 9, 2024. To fact-check Kimes, Walz was never a head coach. He was an assistant coach for a Minnesota high school in 1995 before being forced to resign after a conviction for drunk driving. Then, he was a defensive coordinator and a linebacker coach in 1999 for a high school in Minnesota. He never actually led any team as a coach. Still, Tafoya found Kimes' schoolgirl crushing to be an embarrassment. I am sincerely embarrassed for it, Mina Kimes. And how pathetic that her kind of masculinity means more than the candidate's record, which is abysmal. Sincerely, a Minnesotan, Tafoya wrote in a Thursday post on X. I am sincerely embarrassed for it, Mina Kimes. And how pathetic that her kind of masculinity means more than the candidate's record, which is abysmal. Sincerely, a Minnesotan. Michelle Tafoya, at Michelle_Tafoya, August 15, 2024. Tafoya, of course, is hardly unbiased in the discussion. In 2022, she joined the campaign of Walz's GOP opponent, Kendall Quarles. Quarles lost his effort to unseat Walz, who went on to begin his second term in office after that election. After Tafoya's dig, Kimes replied with a meme featuring left-wing NBA star LeBron James. pic.twitter.com/ww.comehub. Mina Kimes, at Mina Kimes, August 16, 2024. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.